News from UNIFIL. On 24 June, Major General Deodato Abbagnara of Italy officially took over command of UNIFIL. Today, Major General Abbagnara joins us to answer questions about the situation in South Lebanon, UNIFIL's close cooperation with the Lebanese armed forces, and his priorities moving forward. My first question to Major General Abbagnara is, you are assuming command of UNIFIL after over a year of conflict, including a period of intense escalation, followed by a fragile ceasefire agreement in November 2024. How do you view this moment in time for the mission? And what does it mean for you personally to take on this responsibility during such a critical and sensitive period?
I assume this responsibility with a great sense of honor and a deep sense of duty, particular towards this part of Lebanon, which holds a special place in my heart, having served here twice in the past. This is a critical moment for both UNIFIL and Lebanon, especially for South Lebanon. The security situation in the region remains fragile since the ceasefire agreement in November 2024, and maintaining calm and stability continues to be a significant challenge. The mission is navigating a fragile security situation in the region, but we are not alone. We are backed by the United Nations, our troop contributing countries, and the Lebanese partners we serve alongside, the Lebanese army in particular. This period demands a renewed commitment, more dialogue, and continuing adaptation. UNIFIL has already started to adapt to the shifting realities to the region. The mission is evolving to address the new security environment, emphasizing a forward-looking adaptation process that aims to strengthen UNIFIL's ability to perform its tasks more effectively and credibly. Although the road ahead is long and full of challenges, I am convinced that there is no turning back. We all must join hands to build on the progress made so far, and UNIFIL is here to support efforts for lasting stability in the South.
My second question to UNIFIL Head of Mission and Force Commander, Major General Deodato Abbagnara, is, as you begin your tenure as Head of Mission and Force Commander, what will be your priorities moving forward? Are there lessons from your past experience with UNIFIL that you plan to draw upon in guiding the mission through this current phase? And how do you view the role of the LAF?
Supporting the full implementation of United Nations Security Council Resolution 7801 by both parties remains the cornerstone of UNIFIL's mandate, guiding all efforts toward bringing back stability in the region. Supporting the Lebanese Armed Forces in their full deployment in South Lebanon will be key to extending the authority of the Lebanese state in the region. This requires a full withdrawal of the Israel Defense Forces from the areas they are currently present in South Lebanon. With our support, the Lebanese Armed Forces has deployed two more than 120 permanent positions across South Lebanon. Continuing collaboration with the Lebanese Armed Forces, including joint activities and training exercises, will be a priority to further strengthen their operational capabilities. These activities were on hold at the height of the conflict last year. We have gradually ramped them up, both on land and at sea. In July alone, six training activities spanning 23 days were conducted with the Lebanese Army's land forces. Likewise, between March and July, the Mission's Maritime Task Force conducted 18 training activities with the Lebanese Army Forces, Air Force and the Navy. Enhancing the capacity and the capabilities of the Lebanese Army Forces is of paramount importance, not only for us, but also for the international community, on restoring the full presence of Lebanese security forces in South Lebanon. Our role is key to ensuring the Lebanese Army Forces' full deployment and maintaining stability. It is also critical that we support the local community in their recovery process. We have intensified our efforts to assist local communities after the cessation of hostility agreement in November 2024, focusing on education, healthcare, rebuilding basic infrastructure, reopening roads, and detecting and removing an exploded ordnance. And we will continue to do so. Having previously served within UNIFIL as Sector West Commander and Italian Battalion Commander in South Lebanon, I bring with me experience, strong relationship with local communities, and a deep understanding of the operational situation in this area.
My last question to Major General Abagnara is, you served in South Lebanon with UNIFIL during 2008 and 2009, and again in 2018 and 2019, when the area was experiencing an unprecedented period of calm and stability. What are your thoughts upon returning to the South after the war? How did you feel seeing the changes on the ground, and what struck you the most?
I was deeply moved returning to a region I know well, a region that holds a special place in my heart, having served twice with UNIFIL here. The contrast is stark. Devastation, displacement, and suffering have touched nearly every part of South Lebanon. I was struck by both the visible destruction and the invisible toll on the people. Many have lost loved ones, others their homes or livelihoods, and some have not yet been able to return to villages that were completely destroyed. Despite this, I also sense optimism and hope. The communities are determined and steadfast in their efforts to rebuild their lives. UNIFIL is fully committed to work alongside the people of South Lebanon to support their recovery and restore their livelihoods. My past service here in times of unprecedented calm and stability reminds me that it's possible. It motivates me to work with my fellow peacekeepers for a return to peace and normalcy in South Lebanon.